Awesome, cool. Don't worry about that. Pretend it's not okay. There. So you guys have been here for 7 years, right?
Yes.
Just celebrated your 7th anniversary.
Yep.
How did the whole thing get started? Like, when did you just say, do an arcade?
Probably about 30 years ago. There's 7 of us that own the place, and we all grew up together.
Okay.
Like, I've known Chris since 2nd grade, and Devin since 5th grade, and Devin's married to Chris's little sister, and Devin's brother's part of it. You know, we all just grew up together. And Chris had a different school, but he and Devin and I graduated high school in 84. And it's what you did. You had $5 on the weekend, go to the arcade, see how long you can make it last. And when we graduated high school, Devin went up to Kansas City to go to school. And while I was up there, he was working at an arcade. And 85 is when the arcades were really fading away pretty quick and everything. And they were just getting rid of their games. And I'm wanting to say it was like $125, something like that. But he bought our Tron machine for and the same year our Asteroids Deluxe. And he gave,
so those are the original ones, the first acquisitions. In the
post. And he gave them to his little brother for like Christmas and his 8th birthday and everything. So
nice.
Jason has had those in his bedroom for 20 years and everything. And he can play them very, very well. So they both got a couple games. And then Chris got a game. I got a game. Lincoln got a couple pinball machines and everything. And between all of us, we got about 20 of them. And they're the size of refrigerators, and they're in our living rooms and offices and everything. So it's like, well, what are we going to do about it and everything? And at first, we were saying, well, let's just find a cheap warehouse or a little office where we can store them, but where we can turn them on, see them all running, and play each other's games. And some friends heard about that and say, well, if you let me play too, I'll help with the rent. It's like, okay, well, if we do that, we might as well just turn it into a club. Okay, well, if we turn it into a club, we might as well open it to the public so anybody can join. It's like, okay, well, if we open it to the public, we might as well just make it into an arcade. You know, and we went at it totally backwards.
Yeah.
It wasn't, you know, well, we're going to make this super cool arcade with 80 stuff, and people are going to come from all over the country and other countries just to come here, which is what happened.
Yeah.
It's just, we want them out of the house.
Yeah.
You know? So, you know, and it just went at it backwards, and 7 years so far so good.
Wow.
You know?
Awesome. But it's definitely,
And, you know, as I said, you know, most half of us graduated high school in 84, you know, so we're in our mid-40s and everything. And I guess if we're going to have midlife crisis, we might as well make money doing it.
It's a good one to have.
Yeah, really.
And, you know, and the whole point is just having fun and playing games, and seeing people come in and going, oh, my God, you've got this, you know.
I got really excited when I saw Burger Time over there.
Yeah, and that's actually a tough one to find with the original cabinet, because that stupid chef's hat. Because those usually get broken off and you put in a different cabinet.
Yeah.
So having the original game in the original cabinet, you know, that's something we strive for.
I mean, the way you tell the story really makes sense, because, you know, we both of us have commented on how it feels like, you know, you guys love this place, you know, and you love arcades. It seems like, you know, it's not a place to just, you know, try to make money. It's like sharing this experience is important.
And we weren't trying to recreate the 80s arcade just specifically.
Right.
Just the feel of it and what you remember. You know, well, In the 80s, there were two styles of arcades.
Yeah.
They were really big, loud, and garish. They had neon everywhere.
Yeah.
They had that horrible blue carpet on the floor and the walls. Or they were very small, dark, and creepy, and you really didn't want to go to the guy sitting on the stool in the corner for quarters and everything. And we're in between.
Yeah.
Devin is coining the term brightly dark. When the sun goes down here, Chris has been masterful at just doing the decorations and lighting and all the lasers and this other thing, which he's just added and everything. But it's dark enough that all the games pop and all the screens come alive, but not so dark that anybody's threatened, you can't get backed into a corner.
Yeah.
People just like to sit down and hang out, and there's enough light that if you want to read, you can. You know, things like that. So nice, happy medium, and just the feel of it.
Getting their blend. Yeah, so definitely.
The one thing that strikes me is how many people are just hanging out. You know?
Yeah.
It's so cool.
It's a great atmosphere for that.
Yeah.
Thank you for encouraging our behavior.
Oh, yeah.
Happy to. Happy to do so.
And it's really cool to see how many kids are here.
Yeah. Well, we have... Yes.
They're gonna... I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, go ahead.
They're gonna order pizzas. They're there for them.
Okay.
What price are we doing to that?
I'd say
$9.99.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's not make sure because the other price is like...
Yeah. That's...
Yeah.
Other...
So... Okay.
Okay. $40.
I was saying the kids. These kids.
We have no demographic.
Yeah.
When we first were just talking about opening everything, we were expecting to see 40-year-old guys. That's it.
Yeah.
You know. Just our demographic growing up, and that's all we're expecting to see. You know, maybe college, you know, since the college is over here and the clubs are over on the other side, you know, we'll get some college age. But for the most part, that's all we were expecting. We had no idea. And we get just anybody and everybody.
Yeah.
We got the families with the young kids. Yeah. We got college age in here. There are a couple of... they haven't been in for a few years, but we were very happy to see a couple of our regulars come in who are not elderly, but older than us and everything. And they're professors at one of the colleges. You know, we call them the paradox. And they come in and have a blast and everything. And, you know, and said the families, we do have the rule that if you can't drive here by yourself, can't stay here by yourself. So 15 or under have to have supervising adults and everything. So it's not like Chuck E. Cheese or Incredible Pizza, which some people thought we were going to be going in.
Right.
So we get the wide range. And the big thing that we've been surprised with, not so much age as gender.
Yeah.
Just a lot of women show up and everything. And granted, you've got families, you know, it's like mom is bringing the kids and things like that. But also, we'll get just girls' night outs and all that type of thing.
That's awesome.
And everything.
That is amazing. Yeah.
Well, when we were growing up in the arcades, the only girls we saw at that time were there with their boyfriends and they were ready to leave.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know. You know, we'll do private parties, bachelorette parties, sorority parties, you know, just all sorts, you know, and just, you know, four or five girls just coming into play and then going off and doing whatever and everything. So
that is cool.
It's a neat thing.
Man. Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I really appreciate it.
It's so been great. Very cool.
We love it here.
Yeah. We would stay here forever if we could, I think.